of Lake Effect Now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers. As the weather gets colder, we often have a craving for hearty stews and soups. Kathi dal is an Indian dish where lentils are cooked until soft and then simmered in a richly spiced sauce. For one Milwaukee family, making kathi dal is an easy go-to recipe that can be personalized for each person's taste. In this episode of Family Recipes, contributor Lucian Yung visits the home of Laj Prasad Wagre and her son Rohan to learn what this dish means to them.
Even among my siblings, each of us vary it slightly differently.
It's like a different recipe for everyone. So my mom makes it differently than her sister's.
So how does your mom's dal taste different from her sister's?
It's better.
Oh. According to me.
Wait.
Okay.
That's a tough one to win because my sister is a phenomenal cook and he loves a lot of things that she makes.
She doesn't like spice. And Indian food should have a lot of spice, but she doesn't put spice in her food.
Your mom doesn't put it on.
My mom doesn't put spice.
And what other ways is your mom's kathi dal unique?
It depends on like the day, because there's different ways that my mom makes kathi dal, even though like it's generally a set dish. Like there's different bases. One of them's radish, right?
Yes, Mooli. The seasoning, how it varies is the kind of souring agent that you use. So some people use tamarind, some people use tomato. I use mostly tomatoes. And then with the seasoning, you add one vegetable, which kind of dictates the direction you take with it. So if you put white radish, it's a very pungent smell, but it has a definite taste. So sometimes I use white radish and sometimes I use what is called drumsticks. And today we are going to use drumsticks.
What influenced your choices when you make this dish?
I make it the exact same way that my bua, like that's my dad's sister, makes it. You know, in my kitchen, I grew up with a lot of influences of grandmother and aunts. And I mean, my mom is a great influence. She's a wonderful cook. But with this particular dish, it was taught by my aunt.
So why do you think your sister makes it differently than you do?
She probably is more influenced by the way my mom makes it. And or maybe in Indian families, when, you know, families kind of stay together, when she got married, probably has been influenced by how her in-laws made it. Who knows? But she uses more tamarind. I use more tomatoes. And she, even the consistency is important in this. So mine is thicker and hers is thinner. And that's the way I think she likes it more. And I like it more, a little thicker. And I think my kids have grown up to like that.
You sort of have everyone in your family come back with their preferences and you keep tweaking the recipes and it literally becomes your specific family's dish.
Totally.
Okay. Well, I see you've got some cilantro leaves here and you're not using the stems.
No, the stems are like bitter.
I mean, I like using the stems. I don't throw any part of the vegetable away, so I will use it in some other way. This is cilantro is used on the top to season it. But you have to get the drumsticks out of the fridge now.
The drumsticks.
So drumsticks are usually not brought frozen when we make it in India, but because we don't have the luxury of having it seasonal vegetables here, we rely on some frozen vegetables. But in Indian grocery store, you do get this. They are called drumsticks.
What is it? It looks like an okra to me.
It's kind of like an okra, but it's not an okra. It's a very hard, it's like a bean. It's a long bean, but it's very hard on the top. And only the inside of it is very soft. So you actually kind of suction the inside soft thing and then you throw
the outside so it comes out.
The outside comes out and you kind of discard it.
And so now over here, Laj, I see you have these leaves. They look like bay leaves. What are these?
These are called curry leaves. They have a very, like, I'm going to let you smell this. You smell it?
Oh, wow. It's like this delicious peppery scent.
Yeah. So this have so much flavor. And so we throw it in the seasoning. And I usually even throw the sticks which comes with it. And I remove it after they get boiled in the dal.
Do you eat the leaves or is it like bay leaves where you take them out?
No, you can leave. You can eat them.
They taste very good. It's a good flavor.
So now what are we doing here?
So we are kind of very bad with measurements. Right now. We're just going to do it. Like, we're going to wing it because that's the only way to get it right.
Okay. So now I see, Laj, you're just starting to add some seasonings into a pot.
Yeah.
And what is the...
This is oil right now.
Okay.
It has a tiny bit of touch of butter, but it's basically oil. So any oil, vegetable oil, I used a little bit of olive oil, but vegetable oil, any kind of vegetable oil is fine.
Okay.
And you put cumin seeds, mustard seeds, curry leaves, and he's going to put in the drumsticks. And then we also add ginger garlic paste, which we always have at home.
The ginger garlic paste. Wow. It is this very deep mustard yellow. And the scent is so powerful. It's very pungent. It is spicy. It's garlic and ginger.
It's ginger and garlic, but my sister made this version, so she added a little touch of fresh turmeric to it.
I think that's the color I'm seeing.
Yeah, so she just added it. It's a very kind of on the side of little bitterness, but not bitter.
Well, it seems
let's put
like,
the drumsticks in, Rohan.
I'm waiting for it to pop.
So what are we waiting for?
The cumin's like pop. That's like the best explanation. They like.
Oh, the cumin seeds pop.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. And now we've just added the curry leaves, and it's just sizzling. Okay, so now, and now we've added the drumsticks.
Now we're going to add a little ginger garlic paste also. And then I'm going to put a little clove. And this is also, I put a little clove and one cardamom in there. But sometimes Rohan doesn't like that. So this is one thing that we disagree on. I think if I put a clove and a cardamom when I do the ginger garlic paste, it kind of removes the rawness of the ginger garlic paste, but he doesn't like it.
It's a very bitter taste, and it's not...
The clove does.
Yeah, so it's like, it's very strong, and if you eat it, it hurts to eat, I guess.
Wow, the spices are that powerful.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant taste, I don't think.
And I used the sticks of the cilantro that he did not use. I threw it in seasoning.
So what have we done here? So now the drumsticks have heated up. Have you added any other seasonings?
Powdered red pepper and turmeric. And then now he's stirring it in and he's going to add some water. So the drumsticks kind of simmer in that and become soft.
Okay.
And then I'm going to add tomato after that. And I'm going to add lentils.
It's really interesting the way that it smells. Rowan, how would you describe how it smells right now?
You can definitely smell the ginger garlic paste. Because after it cooks, it kind of mellows in flavor. Like my mom was saying, like the rawness, it kind of goes away. And then the drumsticks also have like a very powerful scent to them.
It's, you know, I'm definitely picking up the scent of the curry leaves.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And South Indians use curry leaves more than North Indians do. So one thing interesting about this is my family is a migrant family from North India, but we settled in the South of India for many generations. South Indians use mustard seeds, North Indians use cumin seeds, but in my dish, the way my grandmother must have blended the two cultures is like, she uses both mustard and cumin in this. And also tamarind and curry leaves and mustard, these are seasonings from the south of India. So this is like probably a cool blend of North and South India.
This is really a reflection of your family's own unique history.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I think my grandmother was very creative in her cooking, like that blending that happened.
And, you know, dal can be so hard to cook because it's a lentil. How do you get it soft?
The shortest way now is the invention of Instapot. We also, in Indian cooking, we have pressure cookers. So same
yeah,
concept.
I have to say, I'm a little scared of pressure cookers. And Rohan, how do you feel about pressure cookers?
If you do it wrong, it's bad. But if you know how to use it,
it's fine.
It's fine. It's just, you just have to be careful.
But now I've started using Instapot. And so I get the lentils ready. It does taste different when the lentils are cooked slowly, like they're traditionally meant to in a slow cooker versus an Instapot.
Really?
Oh, definitely. I can taste the difference between stovetop lentils, Instapot lentils, pressure cooker lentils, and a slow cooker lentils. There is 100% wow. difference. I would rather do it the slow way.
So dal is the name for, it's like a spiced lentil.
Dal is a generic term for lentils.
Oh, I see.
So dal could be red lentils, yellow lentils.
And what kind of lentils do you use?
Though for this dish, I used yellow ones, which are called tur dal. So they're, even in yellow, you have to be careful because there is the small kind, which is the mung dal, which is also yellow. There is the chana dal, which is also yellow. And tur dal is also yellow. But the chana and the tur, I'll show you the difference. They kind of look very similar, but they're not. And this is what my aunt also taught me. She put the two lentils together and she's like, look at this and look at this. And as a child, you're like, I don't know what the difference is. But eventually you learn that there is a difference.
Do they have a different flavor or is it just a texture difference?
It is completely different. You cannot, this with chana dal will not taste what it tastes with tur dal. No, do not try it.
Okay, no
Chana dal.
Chana dal.
Okay. No, no chana dal, tur dal.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're cooking the dal in this spiced tomato mixture.
Correct. I'm cooking them together now.
How long do you simmer this for?
I tend to leave it half an hour. They say the longer it simmers, the better it is. My grandma would leave it on for a long time. And also, sometimes if there was leftovers, the next day she would let it simmer. And then she would, do you know what rotis are? Like these are like...
Oh, kind of like a thin, like a Indian tortilla?
Like the Indian tortilla. So what she would do before we went to school, she would force us to have this leftover dal and a leftover Indian tortilla called the roti. And they would soak it in the dal and with a touch of ghee. And we would have that before going to school. And I cannot forget eating that, the smell. It is ingrained in my mind.
Wow, it sounds absolutely amazing.
It's amazing. And just having, like, if you can imagine, like, trying to run to school and your grandmother is like, you're not doing before you have breakfast. And it's hot outside. So when you're eating in heat, the flavors are different of anything you eat. So, like, and also outdoors. I don't know whether it's my craziness or whether it is true or not, but this, if I was eating in my terrace in the town where I grew up, it would reach another level.
Oh wow. They say food is a drug, you know. Food does have an influence on our bodies and maybe even our perceptions. And so when you're in a heated environment and then eating these spices, who knows what it's doing to us?
Who knows what it's doing, but I love it. And it really picks, like this dal, like if I'm in a bad mood or if I'm stressed, like it just solves a lot of problems. Yeah. So it's comfort food, it's stress reliever, and...
Okay, well, let's just give this a taste here. Again, it's this beautiful orange sauce and it's over the rice. Mmm.
Yeah, it tastes really good. It definitely like blends everything that I like about Indian cooking.
So the first impression I get is it's like this, the most delicious tomato and that curry leaf. It's like a peppery taste. And there are so many flavors that I can't even describe. I think I'm picking up the drumstick, but I don't know if I am because I've never tasted drumstick before.
Well, I think though when you're saying you're picking up curry leaves, you are, but I think you are picking up the flavor of drumsticks too, because you have never tasted it. You don't know what it should taste like.
I can only use the reference points of things that I've tasted before. And I feel like it's has a hint of like if you've had Italian bolognese sauce, where the tomato and the olive oil's really mellowed the tomato. That's what I get. It's like this really mellow tomato flavor.
I would say mellow is a good word to use here, yeah. It's very mellow, and yet it has so many complex things going on with it.
Contributor Lucian Yung produces our family recipe series. You can find today's recipe for Kathi Dal at wuwm.com.